Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from a modern-day jazz cat on the saxophone that is being described as a revolutionary jazz force, and he's got all the reviews that back that up. We begin with John Irabagan with a cut off his latest 2015 album called Behind the Sky with the tune The Cost of Modern Living. This New York City jazz cat began his ascent in the jazz world after he was the winner of the 2008 Thelonious Monk Saxophone Competition. From there, he has gone on to become a rising star in the alto and tenor categories in Downbeat's annual Critics Poll. He has been a member of the high-profile ensembles of Most Likely Other People Do the Killing and the Mary Halverson Quintet. He is also very busy in his own right as a band leader and contributing to the bands of Brian and the Haggards and Mike Pride's From the Bacteria to Boys. And he has a long-standing partnership with legendary drummer Brian Atchell and Dave Douglas's new quintet. John runs his own record label called Irabagast Records, and lately he has been in a flurry of projects and releasing albums. And he said that the timing for this is perfect. He wanted to wait till he was ready, and that time is now. And in that quest to releasing his work to the world, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about finding his own unique voice. This is what he had to say about all of that.
Maybe some people are blessed to not have to go through that long-term process and they've got their individual voice right away. I feel like someone like Sonny Rollins or Johnny Griffin had their voices immediately and they are really lucky. But for the rest of us, I think a constant and honest search for growth and finding out who you are, not only in music, but like finding out what books you like and what kind of paintings you like.
And it's with that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that celebrates the jazz and the musicians that keep it real, with cats like Stan Kessler, Joe Cartwright, Brian Stever, and the great Chris Hazleton, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you all that jazz we think you will dig the most. And I believe we need one more from John Irabagan as we move forward. Here he is teamed up with the Nathaniel Smith Quartet circa 2015. Another one of those projects that keep him in high demand. This is the tune Tomorrow's Perfume.
Thank you.
I'm John Robidon, saxophonist and composer and band leader, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Off his brand new 2015 album, 12 for the Road, that was the tune Home from Kansas City's very own trumpeter and flugelhornist Mike Matheny. Right out of Lee's Summit, Missouri, this new album is his 12th recording as a leader and producer, and his very first as an unaccompanied solo performer playing various keyboards on all original compositions. This is what Mike had to say about the project. "My checkered career as a jazz soloist can be seen in two parts," he said. "Part one, I'm getting away with this mostly because of my Pat connection, along with the support of some very talented colleagues and equally generous listeners. And part two, because the vote is in on part one, it seems only like a good time to try something different, and he has. This project is very different from the work he's done in the past, and it's extremely well done. And it's always a pleasure to have such a talent steeped in the KC jazz world on the program. Like Mike." From the live 1962 recording in New York's Village Gate, get ready for some pure experimental genius with some polish and surprise. The legendary Sonny Rollins teamed up with Don Cherry for the tune Home Sweet Home Number One. Dig it. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Sonny Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was Canadian jazz trumpeter and pianist Brad Turner with a brand new and very nice song circa 2015 called Over My Head. This talent has won 2 Juno Awards and 6 Canadian National Jazz Awards for categories including Jazz Trumpeter of the Year, Jazz Composer of the Year, and Musician of the Year. He has kept things busy and real over the years, performing with cats like Joe Lovano, Kenny Wheeler, John Scofield, Jimmy Green, Ingrid Jensen, Kenny Werner, Ernie Watts, and many others. And recently, we were fortunate enough to speak with Brad, and this is what he had to say about having music in his life.
You know, I grew up in a, you call it a musical family. I'm third generation. My grandfather was one of the first educators, music educators in our province, you know, in the high school system. My dad followed in his footsteps. They also both were performers. I think I was the first one to sort of go off into just music performance, you know, to be a professional player. I just sort of walked right through school into it.
These days, he is in Vancouver and teaches at the Capilano University. Aw, man, it's always a good show when this cat springs up in the program. Here's Django Reinhardt with the tune Vamp.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was one world-class jazz trumpeter, Tom Perrone, teamed up with percussionist, composer, radio broadcaster, music producer, and concert organizer Bud Spangler with the song Summertime. With another cat out of Kansas City on the show, we toss it over to the great jazz vocalist and radio man, David Bassey, circa 2008 with the tune Let It Ride, off his CD, Leawood Long and Green.
A lazy afternoon with the one you love. Let the world roll on by. And if troubles should appear, you just chase them all away with a smile. Bottle of rye. Why live your life in a flurry? Slow it down now. What's your hurry? Y'all just let it ride. I've been an SOB. Don't claim to be no saint. I don't know of any still alive. But you can bet your last dollar I ain't gonna tell you any lies. I'm just doing what I can to survive. So if you don't mind, I'll take my time. You tend to yours and I'll tend to mine. And we'll just let it ride. We'll just let it ride. The president, I don't even know the song that the man is singing on TV. Could it be that something's wrong? 'Cause we hear it all the time. It's just the same old song. Will they tell us not to worry, slow it down, man, what you're hurry. Y'all just let it ride.
Hey, it's David Bassey, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Horizon.
Originally from Roseville, California, and calling New York City home these days, that is one jazz voice full of strength. Molly Ryan, with the 2015 tune Beyond the Blue Horizon, off her CD Let's Fly Away. She is in hot demand around New York City and plays at both festivals all over the country, giving folks the jazz goods. Speaking of innovation and strength, we end with the band that embodies just that. The Zanussi Five, five Norwegian jazz cats with what they call extrovert and slightly surrealistic mix of swinging grooves, energetic free jazz, and beautiful melodies. This tune is Double Dream off the 2014 album Live in Coimbra. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who knows how to swing himself, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.